Hello everybody, welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're straight after the game here against Stevenage at the Accu Stadium. We're up in the nice director's box seats. Lee, just thoughts on today's game, if you will.
Yeah, a really pleasing performance, I have to say. I really enjoyed the way we set about the game and we attacked it. Had good control and dominance in the first half. Created some good moments, some good situations. Didn't manage to find the killer touch or executing that final moment, but post the halftime discussions, I really enjoyed the intensity and the energy that we came out with. So much more urgency about our performance, more intensity, and that pressure told. I think the goal is a good example of us putting the opposition back line under stress and getting into good situations and scoring a really good goal. So it's really pleasing.
I know the league table isn't something we're going to be putting any merit in right at this moment in time, given the earliness in the season. But to be back in the top two psychologically is a nice sign of how well we've started the season, at very least.
In terms of a table, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist right now. Not for the lads, not for us as staff. I don't even know if it should exist for the supporters right now. But in terms of what anybody that's, you know, at the stadium is getting an opportunity to see an experience, that's the bit that we're really pleased with. So a team that's working hard to keep the ball out of the net, and a team that's finding different ways to go and, you know, hurt and affect the opposition. So yeah, there's lots of positives. Again though, you know, important that we recognise the bits that we can do better. But certainly for me, a really pleasing performance, and probably the one that I've enjoyed the most so far this season.
That's good. A couple of tweaks in personnel is usually the case. Is that something we're going to expect again on Tuesday night?
Yeah, so look, what we've seen from playing Leicester was that we can trust this whole group, and there's lots of guys in there that have deserved the opportunity to experience the opportunity to play against the Premier League side with top players in a unbelievable environment, a wonderful stadium. So we're going to make changes, we know that, but we talked about on day one, my first day with the group, we talked about the importance of these cup competitions. And yeah, I'm so glad that the group have took that on board, dived in head first in terms of really wanting to get stuck in. Leicester showed that, and can't wait to see the group go again on that.
There's a couple of players that missed out today that weren't in the squad that raised eyebrows with supporters. Obviously, they take an interest in who's involved and who's not. Jack Watmore hasn't been involved for a couple of games, and Marcus McGuinn as well. Just let us know what's going on there.
Yeah, so Jack's in a great place, and we've seen how well he's performed over the course of the first few games in this season. We know he's going to be super important for us. And what we are blessed with right now is a defensive unit that is strong and has great challenge. They're demanding from each other every day. Jack's working incredibly hard. I've loved his work over the last few days. I've also loved the way he's been around the group, because it's not easy when you know you've contributed so well and when you've put in some really strong performances. It's not easy to then have to take that step back. But there's no ego about Jack, and that's really pleasing for me. He knows he's going to get an opportunity to put his skills and attributes on display very, very soon. So I look forward to seeing Jack go about that. With regards to Marcus, disappointingly for him, having built up his, you know, his fitness, worked his way back to the squad, minutes on the pitch, he's took a niggle back to his groin area, which is, you know, really frustrating for him. So we're going to be without Marcus now for a period of time. How long that is, we need to assess over the next few days. And that's a shame for myself, but more importantly for Marcus and for the group, because we were just starting to see what he could bring to us, his level in training. So look, we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to be patient on that one, because we'd love to have him available right now. As I say, he's had that setback, so we need to make sure that we get him right so we can have him available to us for the long term.
Perfect. Obviously, hopefully we see Marcus back as quickly as we can do it, as with Anthony and Mikel as well. Last thing I want to ask you, just the reason we're doing this now is obviously the bank holiday on Monday. You guys will be in, we won't, which is why you're doing it for us. Thank you. What do the next couple of days look like for the group?
So as much recovery as we can get over the next 24 hours. The lads will get an opportunity to be with their families tomorrow, which is pretty rare, but they deserve it. They've worked really, really hard. So it's important they get a chance to put their feet up, be with their families, recover. But no doubt all of them will have their minds on a really tough fixture. So once we arrive back in Monday morning bright and early, we're straight into our preparation. That's preparation in the classroom, that's preparation on the grass, and being ready to go and attack that fixture. Of course, that'll involve travel on Monday as well, because we've got a long way to go, but we're looking forward to it. We always enjoy those that time we spend together. So, by Monday night, we'll be up there, you know, ready to prepare for a really tough game.
Lee, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you up at Sunderland. We'll be back with one of Sunderland's favourites, actually, Lyndon Gooch, in a moment. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're joined by Lyndon Gooch. Lyndon, just, I know we've only just finished here at the Yankee Stadium today. We're up in the posh seats. Thoughts on today's game?
Yeah, look, we knew it was going to be a difficult game. They've had a great start, so we obviously had to respect that and what they do. We knew it was going to be tough, and we knew they were going to make it really hard for us and slow the game down. And another win and another clean sheet, so yeah, we're buzzing.
I know you came on as a substitute today, but Lass Sorensen, I thought, was brilliant. He did a really good job out there. Just a few words on him.
Yeah, definitely. Look, the gaffer always says it as well. Everyone needs to be ready to play, and Lass has come in and done a great job today, and that's what we need to do. I support him when he's playing and he supports me, so anyone who goes out there, we need to make sure we get the job done.
That's great to hear. Obviously, we're not sitting down with you to speak about today too much. It's a bit of a homecoming for you on Tuesday night at Sunderland. 10 minutes from your house, I think you said. Just fill us in on what we've got to expect from the Black Cats at that.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a game that they're going to want to win. Obviously, I've checked their result already, and they got beat today, so they'll be wanting to put that right. And obviously, it's a chance for players who might not have played the first few games of the Premier League to get some minutes and show what they can do. So, it's going to be difficult. They're obviously top side. They got promoted to the Premier League for a reason. And, like you said, it's going to be nice on a personal note to go back.
You spent a long time there, but it's been a few years since you've left. We still get mentions on social media from Sunderland fans. They're still looking out for you, delighted every time you do something well. When you scored at Blackpool, there was as many Sunderland fans as there were tapping, which is not normal.
Can
you let us in, why is that relationship so good? Is it just because you had such a good time there?
I think so, and I think obviously I was an academy player, and it meant an awful lot to me to put that shirt on every week, and I think I kind of transmitted what they wanted on the pitch from one of their own, although I wasn't born there. I think I kind of embodied what the Sunderland fans kind of are all about. And during some really difficult and dark times in the club history, I tried to give my best and obviously stayed there as long as I could to try and help the club get back to where they want to be. And obviously, luckily, they're there now.
Does the action get more macabre when you're up there? Does it?
I'd definitely say so. My kids are proper macums. So, definitely still got that twang. Like I said, it'd be brilliant to go back there, and obviously I want to win, and as anyone does, but yeah, it'd be great to see a lot of familiar faces again.
Yeah, I know there's no split loyalties as soon as you go over there. Yeah. It's about beating them, isn't it? And they'll still like you regardless of that.
Yeah.
And the Carabao Cup's a been an interesting one for us, because historically, especially in the recent history, we haven't done too well in it, but after the Leicester game with a Premier League opposition, it's a chance for us to continue testing ourselves against better and better opposition.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that's the challenge for us. Our goal is to obviously get promoted to the Championship, and to play against big teams and top players will obviously be good experience for everyone. And yeah, we played really well against Leicester, and we know it's going to take a brilliant performance again to get to the next round.
Well, Lyndon, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you guys down in Sunderland.